We are staying local this time, moving up to the Naas Municipal District, where Fine Gael councillor Evie Salmon joins me on the line now. Evie, good morning. Thanks for taking our call this morning.
Good morning, and good morning to your listeners, Hannah. Thanks for having me.
No worries. We're looking at those motions and questions firstly raised at that MD meeting, Evie. And your first motion to the council was in relation to addressing road safety at the Perry Street crossroads in Ballymore Eustace. And you're wondering when works might progress there.
Yes, yeah, so there would have been a local safety improvement scheme done at this cross in kind of late 2019, early 2020, but it did not have the desired effect, and there are still multiple crashes at the cross. I think even in the last 6 weeks, we've had two that I know of, and the near misses don't even get reported. So about 4 years ago, this junction was included in a list of 10 junctions for a junction improvement project. And the response that I've gotten from Kildare County Council is that an options report for this junction has been received. However, works have not progressed any further, and a number of junctions have been prioritised ahead of it. So I suppose there's prioritisation within the list of those 10 junctions, and they outline that Allenwood and Blackwood Cross are phase one that are going to progress to delivery. But I suppose I just made the point at the meeting, like, we got the list of 10 junctions 4 years ago at this stage. We had met landowners regarding some of those junctions at the time, and it's disappointing how long delivery is taking. We still have nothing delivered off that list from 4 years ago of those 10 junctions, and we just have two junctions of the 10 that are now progressing to delivery. So, it's becoming a common theme of not just myself but other councillors as well when we speak to you, the level of frustration with delays and actually getting things delivered within the council at the moment.
Of course, Evie, your next motion is looking for an update from the National Transport Authority on a town or orbital bus route for Naas. Were the council able to get an update from the NTA about that?
Yeah, so we don't have the official update back, but I suppose this is something when we were doing the Naas local area plan that we would have discussed an orbital bus route. I would have put in a motion on that local area plan to include that we'd be seeking an orbital bus route for Naas through the local area plan. And I would have had motions going back and forth over the years on either a bus route or an orbital bus route or a town bus route. I think we really need an orbital bus route to get from one end of Naas, say, to the other might be pretty easy, but to get from side to side. So if you're living in Monreed and you want to get up to Piper's Hill, or if you're living on the Blessington Road and you want to get over to Jigginstown, that's tougher to do on public transport. It's actually non-existent. So it is something that the NTA is exploring at the moment. About 18 months, 2 years ago, Port Leash would have gotten it, and the Naas MD wrote to the NTA at that time and asked for similar to Port Leash, and it is something they're working on, so hopefully we will get an update from the NTA on it soon.
All right, your next question, Evie, to the council was in regards to what progress is being made on acquiring St David's Castle in Naas. I remember last year around August we understood that the council was to spend almost €2 million to purchase the St David's Castle site there in Naas. What is the progress, or has there been any progress since then?
Yeah, so we finally have the ownership transferred to the council, and the next step is to develop a feasibility study to determine the most beneficial and suitable uses for the site. This will include carrying out surveys, assessments and cost-benefit analysis. And it's expected that the procurement of a consultant will take place in quarter three of this year, of 2026. So I just asked at the meeting that councillors would be kept informed of the consultant appointment, but also feasibility studies, because councillors would have an idea of what they would also like to see go into the castle. So it would be great for us to be able to work with the council on that. There's so much potential for that castle site in Naas as a hub of activity for the town. So it's really important that we get it right.
Of course. And Evie, before we wrap up, I do want to bring listeners up to date in regards to, there is a safety and crime prevention talk that took place the other day around the Beggar's End, the Five Road junction there near Naas again. It's kind of an infamous area really in Naas where a lot of incidents are taking place, and locals have constantly been raising issues, the safety issues there. What came about from that meeting? It was held on Tuesday night, I believe.
Yes, it was. So, yeah, the meeting was organised by local residents and by Gardaí, and there was great attendance. There was over 70 individuals that lived in the area, local councillors, TDs, senators. And I suppose at that meeting, Gardaí just presented the statistics regarding the crossroads. So they outlined a total of 21 road traffic collisions in recent years, with numerous near misses as well. And as I say, the near misses don't always get reported. So of the 21 collisions, 8 were classified as serious with potential loss for life. And we heard harrowing accounts from people who had been in crashes at the crossroads, people whose lives had been changed forever as a result. And I suppose Gardaí highlighted the current layout presents a high risk for T-bone style accidents. To bring you back, and I would have spoke about this with you, Hannah, in February last year, Fintan Brett asked for a traffic assessment to be conducted at the crossroads. And this February gone, I asked for the data results of that traffic assessment. Yeah. And the response from the council at the time was that it had still not taken place. So we're talking again over a year to get a traffic assessment done. So we outlined that at the meeting, and since then councillors have been following up with the Director of Roads and our senior engineer about when that traffic assessment is going to take place, and requesting that something is done urgently about these crossroads. The residents have very, very simple asks for a redesign of Beggar's End crossroads, and they want something that's long lasting and realistic for the future would improve visibility and traffic flow. So we actually don't have a response from the council. There was no one, no official from Kildare County Council at the meeting, but I don't think it's good enough to do a traffic assessment and place this on another junction improvement scheme when we're seeing that it's taken 4 years to progress anything on those junction improvement schemes. We need a much more prompt response from Kildare County Council on this.
In terms of what the locals are asking for, unfortunately none were available to join us on the show this week, but are they looking for a complete redesign of the road? Is that what it would take to try and reduce the amount of incidents that we're seeing there?
Yeah, I think it would take a complete redesign of the road, because I suppose, you know, the road hasn't changed that much. Again, it had a few updates to it, like red line markings, more signage through the local safety improvement scheme. But just the sheer number of people using that junction has increased significantly as the population of Kildare increases. So all they're looking for is a layout that doesn't cause confusion for drivers, cyclists, pedestrians, something that reduces the risk of collisions and makes the road safer for everyone else. And I suppose their point is that investing in road safety now is far less costly than the human and emotional cost of a serious injury or a death at the